There are a lot of monks this year, almost full seat. In the past, Longpo limit the number of monks, but many of us would like to practice and ordain. If you learn from many places, it will not good for you. It's the same as lay person. If you learn from so many places, you cannot grab the core principle. So Longpo suggests us to learn and understand the concept and understand the fundamental of practice, and then you can practice by your own at your house. So now it's like the cream of the practitioner who came here. Many that not very quiet good practitioner, they are already gone. So Longpo claimed that not so many places or temples that have a lot of practitioners who can practice well and who can be mindful as much as the practitioner who learn in here. Many places, so many practitioners do not have mindfulness. Many practitioners think that just doing meditation is good enough. But actually, if you practice meditation without mindfulness, it's not the right kind of samadhi. So for thousands of practitioners, if you can find only one who can practice correctly, it's difficult. In the past, he went a van to visit master, and when he arrived at the temple, the master exclaimed, "How can you gather so many practitioners who practice very well for like 10 people to come here?" Because in the past, to practice and gain the right kind of mindfulness is very rare. So many practitioners just do the wrong kind of meditation. When you come here to learn with Longpo, you just come and listen. There is no prayers to accommodate all of you. Many monks and many lay person just not come here because there is no place for them to stay. So lately, there are not only Thai, there are also foreigners who come here to learn Dharma. And if same as Thai people, for foreigner, if you do not understand the core concept or the true fundamental of Dharma, if you learn from so many places, you will confuse yourself. In order to practice Dharma, you have to cross to Longpo, or you have to stay in the temple. This is wrong thinking. In order to practice well, you have to be mindful. If you be mindful, you can practice at your home. You can practice when you're working. You can practice at work. You can practice when you walk on the street. You can practice anywhere, anywhere and any places, anytime. So if you think that you have to practice and stay here and be close to Long Po, it's too weak. So you just come here to learn the concept, learn the principle of practice, and then everyone go back to your place to practice by yourself. During the Buddha period, it's the same. After the Buddha taught, he said, go to the tree, go to the empty house, and practice by your own. Practicing Dharma is you have to practice by yourself. Anywhere, any place that you have mindfulness, you are aware, that is practicing. There is no condition that you have to practice here, you have to have practice there. In order to practice, you just be mindful. You be mindful at home. You be mindful when you do the housework. When you do the housework and you see that the body is moving, you just know it. You mop the home, you know that the body moves, you just know it. We can be mindful and be aware while we doing house cleaning. Or in the past when we wash our clothes, we do not have a machine washing. We do it all by our own. But this day you have washing machine. You just press the button and it do it for you. You do not move that much. But in the past when we have to wash the clothes by ourselves, we can be aware of the body and mind. When we wash the clothes and the water is very cold, we scare, we know it. And when we have to do dishwashing, we do it ourselves and we see that the body move. But at home, we can practice by ourselves. It's not necessary that you have to come here to practice in the temple. If you are not in Thailand, you are in China or Malaysia or any places, Dharma is not in Thailand. Dharma is in your mind. Any places that you have your mind, that is where you learn the Dharma. You come here to listen to Dharma teaching from Long Po so that you understand the fundamental or the core concept of the practice, and then you go back to practice. The Dharma is in your mind. The Dharma is not with Long Po. The Dharma is not with your friends. The Dharma is in your mind. So just be aware and keep practicing. Normal people, regular people, or lay person, normally they dream all day and they might think all day long. See, when Long Po stop teaching, stop speaking, the mind escape to the thinking already. So if you lost your mind in thought, that is too weak. On another hand, if you too rigid, try to control your mind, this is another wrong practicing. So the right kind of practice, you just be mindful, be aware of what's going on. Master Man taught that whenever you be mindful, and that's when you practice. So without mindfulness, if you do meditation, sit and meditate all day and all night, it's not practicing. So if you walking meditation all day and all night without mindfulness, that's not called practice. Whenever you don't have mindfulness, that's it when you not practice. So to practice is not just to do meditation so that you gain the peacefulness. Whenever and whenever you be mindful, that is when you practice. When we be mindful at home, that is we practice at home. When we drive and we be mindful, that is when you practice. Whenever you be mindful, that is when you practice. So if you know this, you don't have to rely on other people, or you don't have any condition to practice. So if you think that you will be practiced diligently only when you are at temple, that is wrong. So the key point is try to be mindful. So Long Pa and his assistant teaching cannot support all of you and cannot support accommodation to accommodate all of you here. So it is wrong that you think that if you stay here, you will gain something. So you just try to be mindful and be aware of the body and mind as it is. If you have the condition that you have to stay here in order to be able to practice, this is the defilement. So if you don't have any place to go, just practice at home. Do the housework and be mindful. That's the way you practice. So you can cleanse your house. You can do activity in your life and be mindful. That's practicing. If you think that now in these 3 months you will practice Dharma and you think practice Dharma is not to clean the house, not to wash your clothes, that is wrong. So you should implement practicing in daily life. So if you have defilement in your mind, just be aware of it. If your mind lost in thought, just be aware. If you are angry, just be aware of it. And if the mind not angry, just know it. The mind is happy, unhappy, just know it. Just be mindful of the body and mind. What happened in your mind, just know it. What happened in the body, just know it. The mind breathing out and breathing in, just know it. So if you know where the mind is breathing in and out, this is you be mindful. So for other people who are not practicing, when they breathing in and out, they don't know, they don't aware. But for the wrong practitioner, when they practice, they focus all the attention to the breathing. This is wrong too. And you should not focus your mind on the breathing. You just be aware comfortably. Some people focus their attention at the nose. This is wrong. The right kind of breathing meditation, you just be aware of the body that breathing in and out. Who is breathing? The body is breathing, and the mind is aware of the body breathing. Then when the mind breathing out, you know it. When the mind breathing in, just know it. And if you don't like to be aware of the breathing, you can practice by observing the body movement. The body stand, laying down, walking or sitting, you just know it. So you can know the body movement. And you should not focus your intention to any particular place in your body. For example, when you walk, you should not put all of the intention to your feet. This is not right. This is too focusing. So if your feet, if you focus your awareness at the feet, this is not good way of practicing. You may gain delightfulness, but this that not wisdom. That is the symptom of samatha, and you may got the wrong view. So just be aware of the body and mind. So you just know the whole body without focusing. Somebody do the wrong things that they focus the whole body. That is wrong too. That's too rigid. See what Long Po doing. When you do this way, it's wrong too, because you focus too much. This is not right. To be aware of the body is not rigid. You just be aware of the body movement, and the mind see the body move. So this is contemplation of the body movement. So when you see that the body breathing in and out and the mind is a seer, this is practicing. And we see the body movement when you feel itchy and you sit, and when you feel itchy you just scratch your hand, and you see that the feeling of itchy is not permanent. It's not under your control. So you just see the truth that happening. Try not to stress too much when you practice, and don't think that practitioner is not the same as other people. So you just keep the normal mind, just regular mind. Sometimes the mind is good, sometimes the mind is bad. That is the truth. And try not to stay still. If you try to keep your mind still and peaceful all the time, it's not the right kind of practice too. So for now, you just see the body that breathing in and out with the mind that relax, and see the truth about the body and mind. So you don't have to do any action like that. When the body moves, you see it. You don't have to have any particular posture to be able to see the body movement. But many practitioners got the wrong view that they have to sit in this posture. See the eye is very rigid. This is not right. Can you see? Can you see yourself when you do practice? Do you do the same way or not? Whenever that you feel that this is not natural, the eye is very too rigid, this is wrong. Whenever the mind is not right, the eye is not right either. Can you see when you laugh, the mind is relaxed and happy? When the mind is relaxed and happy, the mind gain a little kind of samadhi. And now you try to grab your mind again. See, the mind feel uncomfortable and it's wrong. But when the mind grab the mind and try to grab it, just know it so. With a relaxing manner, you can see the body and you can see the mind. You can be mindful of the body and mind. Either body and mind is all right. So be mindful of the body and mind. This is the only way to liberate yourself from suffering. Whenever there are practitioners who still practice mindfulness, is the chance that they can enlighten. So just be mindful of the body and mind. Just be aware of it. Mindfulness is the most important thing to practice. Samadhi is very easy. If you want to do samadhi, you just try to put the mind in a relaxing manner with an object that the mind like. For example, know the breath in a relaxing manner. Samadhi will arise. So samatha practice is not difficult. We can practice samatha by loving kindness. Practicing loving kindness is another kind of samatha practice too. You just think about loving kindness to other living, and you feel loving kindness to every living things. You can gain samadhi that way too. To practice samatha or samadhi by using the breathing as the object, you can gain the jhana. But with loving kindness, you can gain the higher level of jhana with loving kindness practice. But for many of us, it's difficult to gain the jhana. So we just practice and gain the temporary samadhi. That's enough. For example, when you get angry and you be mindful, you gain a temporary samadhi, a short samadhi. And when the mind moving out again, just know it. You be aware of it. You just keep be aware of what's going on. When you be aware more often, it's like you can be aware all day long. For Lung Pa himself, he be aware in every moment that the body moves, every moment that the mind moves. So you can just be aware of the body or be aware of the mind. See, when Lung Pa stops speaking, the mind escaped out already. The mind lost to think. The mind moved to think. You just be aware when the mind is moving out. Just be aware of the body and mind. When you are at home, do you have body? When you have at home, do you have mind? So to practice is to be aware of the body and mind. So when you are at home, you can practice, right? You not practice at home because you ignore the practicing. You think that at home is not the time to practice. You just think that you should practice when you come here. This is not right. So keep practicing. Lung Pa can only teach you Because there are so many of us who want to learn Dharma. So everyone have to help yourself. So anywhere, you can practice anywhere. At Longpo don't have the condition that we have to practice only when we are in the temple. We practice at home, we practice at work. When we have to work and we have to think, we have to use thinking in order to work. We may not have to be able to practice, but when we walk to the restroom, when we go to out to eat, we can practice. The moment that you awake, you just know that you just know the first moment that you awake in the morning, and you just keep practicing everywhere, every time. You can practice anywhere. Longpo went to see the master in the past, and many monks asked Longpo how he have been practiced. Longpo said he practiced since he get up in the morning until he go to bed. He practiced all day long. So if you practice all day long, you will gain the results. So whenever you walk, you be mindful. For example, as a monk, when they have to do the arms around, they walk and they be mindful. That's the way to practice. So if you have the right view, you can practice any time, anywhere, any place. When you do the cleaning, you practice. When you clean your home, when you eat, you practice. You have time to practice all day long. So what are you feeling right now? What is your mind like right now? The mind is relaxed, or the mind is contracting. You just know it. Whenever you see, you hear the smell, you experience something, you just know what happened in your mind. Longpo once, he was fall down long time ago. There was a dog, very big one. It's very fat. Very fat dog. And the dog ran and hit Longpo from the back. When he got hit by the dog, he fell down. And Longpo know every moment that the body move. And because with the mindfulness, he can do it very nicely. And the dog just ran away. And he see every movement of the body when the body fall. So just keep practicing. There is nothing good as mindfulness. So first you just see the body and mind. Just be aware and be mindful of the body and mind. Then after that, you will see the three characteristics in the body and mind. First, you see that the body moving in and moving out. And after that, you will see that the body is not yourself. With the wisdom, you can see that the body is not yourself. The body is sitting, standing is not yourself. If you gain this kind of the wisdom to see that the body and mind is not yourself, this is the way to practice wisdom. So there are two steps. First, you just be aware of the body and mind. When you be aware and you gain the mindfulness, this is just be mindful. The second step is you just know that the body that move, the belly that moving in and out with the mind that see. When you gain the wisdom, you can see that the breathing body is not yourself. So the body will show itself that the body is temporary, it's suffering and it's not self. Whenever you see the three characteristics, that is when you gain the wisdom. So practicing mindfulness, you can gain the samatha and you can see the three characteristics of the body and mind. That's when you gain insight meditation or vipassana. And when you gain the wisdom that this body and mind is not self, is not, there is no true self in this body and mind, that is, you become enlightened. When you see it enough, and you can let go of the body, that is, when you do not have any attachment to the body at all, you will enlighten to gain, to become a non-returner. You only attach to the mind, and if you keep practicing until one day, you understand that this mind is not good, this mind is suffering property. This mind is not under control. And the mind can let go of the mind, and there is no attachment to the mind at all. You will become Arahant and gain fully enlightened. So from the very beginning of the practice until the end, you just be mindful to see the truth of the body and mind and see the three characteristics of the body and mind. Mindfulness practice is the only way to liberate yourself from suffering. So whenever there are a practitioner who practice mindfulness, there is a chance to be enlightened. There are many monks and there are many monks that lie to other people that he become Arahant or fully enlightened. You should be aware. You should not trust anyone very easily. So whenever you hear that person be Arahant, you should not believe, but you should see how he practiced. Did he practice the right mindfulness meditation or not? You should not believe anyone very easy. So it's now to submit your homework. So in summary, In conclusion, you can practice by yourself at home. So this person said she practiced, but Longpo told her that she do not gain the wisdom because she not practiced right. But she said now she can see a lot of defilement or impurity in herself. And she see that impurity arise very often. But lately she feel like she did not see it as often as enough as the past. Longpo said, just keep practicing by seeing whatever that arise that you can see. Or you can see that now this kind of defilement is not as strong as the past. You don't have to see the same kind of defilement or impurity. You just see whatever prominent. This girl said she keep practicing and see whatever happened in her body and mind. And Longpo asked whether she can see that her mind is at home base or not. She said, no, her mind is not at home base. You have to see the phenomena, really see the phenomena by yourself. She said she can accept whatever happened in her life more than the past. Her mind feels sad or whatever happened. And Longpo said, just keep practicing. Longpo asked her whether she feel excited. She said, yes. And Longpo asked, what you do when you feel excited? She said, just know it. Longpo said, you know the answer already, but actually you don't know. Longpo taught her that she can see whatever arises in her mind. And she said when she come here to practice in the temple, she have a lot of intention to practice. And she can see that her mind is very busy and get angry of the busy mind. And Longpo said, when your mind is busy, just know it. We do not interfere. We just know. We just know as it is without any interfering. She has too much intention to practice and she is very stressed. To practice right, you do not stress yourself. When you practice right, the mind will be relaxed and happy. Longpo only can guide and give the principle. Nobody can teach you the real Dharma. The mind have to learn the Dharma by itself. Nobody can make the wisdom arise in yourself. It have to arise by itself. So if you are very angry person, when the mind is angry, just know it. Now the mind is not angry, just know it. See the angry that arise. Just be aware of whatever happened in the present moment. For this person, Longpo said, she her mind is not at home base, and recommend her to be aware of the body that breathing in and out in a relaxing manner. Do not try to be aware and stress too much. She said she feel like her body and mind is separating, and about 3 years ago she had been practicing vipassana, and during the past 9 months she feel like her mind is weak and not strong and do not have energy, but somehow she cannot do the samadhi, and Long Pao suggests her to come back and relax and try to not interfere or making the mind to be anything. So just come back and relax and think about the mind when you was young. The children mind is a very good one, because the children mind do not have any opinion. Let the mind be itself. Try not to hold the mind or make the mind to become good. Let the mind work. Let the mind become a child. Think of the mind when you was young. That's a good one. Long Pao said, when she think, can you know that the mind is not at home base? Just come back and be mindful, and be mindful of the body that move. Try to practice by move the body and be mindful. Be mindful of the body. Otherwise, her mind will stuck to phenomena. And she said whenever she tried to be mindful or she have intention, she don't be mindful, right? And Long Pao said, yes, when you have intention to be mindful, her mind will very rigid and very stay still. Try not to control the mind to be still. Let go of the mind that very still. And she said, sometimes the mind go to deep samadhi, and sometimes the mind will become very dull and very rigid. And Long Pao suggests her to forget about samadhi. So now just practice by moving the body and know the body that move. Long Pao said, when you stuck on samadhi, it will take time to correct the wrong samadhi. So now her mind is moving out to think, just know it. And now the mind is moving to think, just know it again. So now her mind is moved to think again. Now she wants to speak. Just know it. Can you see that the mind is brighter than before? She said, yeah, Long Pao suggests that she has to be mindful of whatever happened. The kind of samadhi that she practices is not the right kind of samadhi, because the mind try to control the mind. The right kind of samadhi arise without controlling. If you control the mind all the time, sometimes you know whatever happened, But the mind is dull, it's not good, it's not mind that natural. So Longpo suggests her to practice by know the body movement and then be aware of the mind that moves to think, because she cannot see when the mind moves to think. She asked whether she can recite the word futo, and Longpo said yes, she can futo and then know when the mind moving out or the mind is still just know it. Do recite the word in futo not to be peaceful. It's time is up. So for the person who's stuck in the samadhi, it's difficult to correct the person who do wrong samadhi. It's quite difficult and take time.